We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our buddy Matt Maiocco. He's waiting for us. Always good to talk to him about what's going on with the 49ers. Of course, he covers the Niners for CSN Bay Area. Before we get to San Francisco, though, the coaching search, the GM search, what dots they're trying to connect. Matt, let's just start with this. What do you think of everything that's happened in San Diego this week?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe that, you know, after the vote failed there, I guess you kind of knew that something was going to happen, but it just kind of came out of nowhere, but then didn't come out of nowhere all at the same time. So it's very interesting that yesterday, two Los Angeles teams named head coaches on the same day. And, you know, a day before, that just wasn't at all possible. So it's a very unique situation, and I'm going to miss those trips to San Diego.
Yeah, I think we all will. That's for sure. I mean, I hope that ship hasn't totally forever sailed. I mean, they're already talking about maybe they move back if they don't like it after 2 years. And I don't know.
I don't know how they will like it after 2 years. I mean, I just don't think that L.A. market, you know, as big as it is, they're front runners. You know, you need to be able to win to pack the stadium. And I just don't see two teams packing any kind of stadium, let alone a big stadium. I mean, I think the Chargers will have enough problems putting butts in the seats next year, playing in a 30,000-seat venue like the StubHub Arena or StubHub Center or whatever the heck.
Whatever the heck it is. Scalped ticket stadium is basically what we're calling it. Yeah. Matt, just speaking of the GM coaching search, because we understand that we got candidates who are still alive in the playoffs, and if those are their target candidates, they can't hire them yet. So specifically to the GM search, are the 49ers, do they deserve credit for being so thorough, or can we accuse them of having paralysis by analysis?
You know what I found in talking to a lot of people around the league is that nobody really knows what these personnel people do and how good they are. You know, you talk to scouts who will say, well, you know, I've known this guy for X number of years and he's really bright, but I don't know how much impact he's had on his team's drafts. I think it's a good thing when you talk to more people and you get more a better understanding of what is out there. And, I mean, they have talked to a lot, and they're going to be talking to two more individuals for the GM job, the two guys from Seattle, Trent Kirchner and Scott Fitterer, on Monday. So it's interesting that really the head coaching search is down to – three people, and I would think only two viable candidates. I just think, I mean, Tom Cable is a really tough sell here, especially in the Bay Area. So you're talking about two candidates for the head coaching job, and then you're up around eight or nine candidates to see who will fit best with that person from the GM side. So I would think that it's probably a good thing that they're doing all that due diligence.
I think there is, too. I don't have a problem with it. I think that it'd be a good idea to hire the GM before you hired the coach. And I know that the goal is to have them on the same page, which, you know, the Niners tout like it's an idea that they've come up with. Like, no duh, guys. Of course you want these guys on the same page. And the way I see it is they've invested so much time in this that all back channels are officially open here to connect dots from coaches still coaching to candidates you're interviewing. So let me ask you, Matt, what dots can you connect between coaches still coaching and GMs they would work well with? What do you think the Niners' wish list is?
Well, it's tough to say what their wish list is because, you know, going into this, I kind of thought that Josh McDaniels was going to be at the top of the list, and nothing I've heard or seen has swayed me off of that. But I do think that Kyle Shanahan is a legitimate potential candidate for this, or legitimate possibility. And the guy they interviewed today for the GM spot, Terry McDonough, I think is one of the guys that kind of pairs with Shanahan. So if they decide that Shanahan and Josh McDaniels are pretty darn close and that Terry McDonough is better than any of the other GM candidates they've talked to, wouldn't it surprise me at all to see that McDonough-Shanahan combination. If you look at McDaniels, I think Lewis Riddick is a guy who would be with McDaniels, as well as Elliot Wolf being a guy who'd be with McDaniels. And then you have some guys that I've heard are attractive to the 49ers regardless of who the coach is. And those guys would be Brian Gutekunst with the Packers, George Payton with Minnesota. And then one of the guys they're interviewing on Monday, Trent Kirchner, is somebody that I think the 49ers are high on without, you know, having talked to him yet. They think that maybe he's a guy who has the right personality, the right temperament to be able to coexist with either one of those head coaches.
Matt Maiocco here on the Damon Bruce Show. Let's say it is Kirchner. Like, let's say that's the name they land on, and Kirchner wants Tom Cable. Will they, would they hire a tough sell head coach to go along with their first choice GM?
It would be tough. I think that's why if it's close with the head coach, then the GM is the difference. If it's close with the GM, then the head coach is the difference. In other words, I don't think they're going to take, you know, the best head coach in their minds and the best general manager in their mind if they don't think that the personalities will mesh. So if it's close, you know, if there's a wider distance between the head coach, the two head coaches, or a wider distance between the two general managers that they have listed at the top, then I think they'll go with whichever one of those it is. I know that's kind of a complicated answer, but that seems to be the way they're heading, that they're not putting necessarily the head coach over the general manager or the general manager over the head coach. They just want the best team, the best combination of two guys working together.
I got someone here on the text line saying, keep it real, Damon. Nobody wants the Niners job. No, these are still very rare. Somebody is going to want this job. I can promise you that, even given all the headaches that feel built in with Jed York and Parag Marate. Did the Niners' excitement in McVay get him the Rams job, or certainly help anyways?
I think it did. You know, the Rams were set to interview Kyle Shanahan. Josh McDaniels. I think actually it was Shanahan. Yeah, they were going to interview him, but they couldn't make it to Atlanta because of the weather to talk to him. So he was on their list, and you know, something happened there that they decided that, you know, we don't need to talk to Kyle Shanahan to get this thing going with Sean McVay. So I don't think the 49ers were anywhere near being close to offering Sean McVay a contract, because I do believe that the guys at the top of their list were and always have been McDaniels and Shanahan. I do think that McVay was very impressive and got to the point where they were thinking, wow, you know, is this guy honestly at 30 years old a solid candidate for this job? But I think what the 49ers have tried to do is they wanted to get what they thought was the best guys, regardless of when those people had become available. And I do think that Kyle Shanahan or Josh McDaniels will end up taking that job, and that neither one of them is going to be scared off by what's happened with the 49ers in the past.
Is anyone going to be scared off by Trent Baalke's recent resume? Where do you think he resurfaces? I very much doubt he extends to anyone. a personal sit down to air all grievances. It just doesn't feel like his Trent's style.
Yeah, you mean where his next job will be?
Yeah, I mean, or he doesn't, yeah. You know, like if you wanted to sit down for an exclusive, like what really went wrong with Harbaugh and the Niners, like he'll never tell that story. He'll never write the biography that airs, yeah. You know, that clears the air on what ended so poorly.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, where he ends up next, I mean, a couple weeks left in the season, and I was hearing that he was all but a done deal. He was going to end up in Denver. And several people told me that, and since then, someone else has told me no, it's not going to be Denver. I think he'll end up somewhere. You know, whether he's coaching with Jacksonville or in the scouting department of some other organization, I think where he's best is as a scout. You know, he's a grinder. He likes to be on the road. He likes to spend his time in rental cars, and I don't think that. You know, him being in an office and being the face of a franchise is necessarily something as a general manager that he ever felt comfortable doing. So I think, you know what, I think Trent Baalke has value to an organization because of what he can do as a scout. I think there are clearly some blind spots in his scouting if he were the guy who's making the final call. But he'll end up back in the NFL somewhere.
Matt, man, always good to talk to you. Hopefully when we do it next week, we no longer have a list of names. We actually have a coach and a GM to talk about. Maybe not the coach, if the coach is still coaching, yeah. But maybe at least a GM to talk about, and we can start looking at what the plan will be, not just who might be in the plan. Always a pleasure, though, my friend. Enjoy the weekend.
I appreciate it, and I do believe that once the general manager is in place, the head coach will be fairly obvious.
I look forward to that, because a little clarity is something the Niners could really use these days. Thanks, Matt.
All right, D. Bruce. Talk to you next week.
The Cobra, Matt Maiocco, striking here. As always on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.